The Role of Self-Respect, Part 1 of 6 Parts. We want to help our families. We have all heard the saying, charity begins at home. Like most sayings, it has the ring of truth. We all want to help our families, and today, family is a term that can be used very specifically or quite loosely. For the sake of this article, I will define family as those that we love and care about. Many of us feel that we put our families before ourselves, and for some of us, that is simply the natural order of things, while for others, these ties can chafe at times. It is also a simple truth that it is very hard to look after and help those that we care about if we cannot look after and help ourselves. When we look around at our modern world and assess its impact on ourselves, what do we see? We see an ever greater trend towards user pays and all the pressures that brings. We see a battle between state and individual control. We see constant fiscal pressures. That is, there never seems to be enough money to look after those that seem to need it, and certainly never enough money to look over those to look after those that really need it, and certainly never enough money to look after those that really need it. We see an ongoing battle between the forces of political correctness and personal accountability. If we accept that our economic future in business and also our economic future regarding our personal life is going to be primarily the result of effective output of our personal efforts, then looking after ourselves becomes something that is imperative rather than being a nice to have when we get around to it factor. If we cut to the core of what looking after ourselves really means, we see the role of self-respect. In working with my clients, I constantly see the role of and importance of having an appropriate level of self-respect. In part 2 of this series of self-respect articles, I will explain what an appropriate level of self-respect is.